The 9/11 Commission might never have existed at all if it hadn't been for the activism of four New Jersey widows. They're known as the Jersey Girls. Their husbands died in the World Trade Center, and since then, they've been tireless in pushing for answers. They were instrumental in pushing Congress to create the 9/11 Commission. Periodically on this program, we've checked in with one of these women, Kristen Breitweiser, and today she joins us from the road. She's driving to Washington to attend tomorrow's press conference. And Kristen, welcome back to Day to Day.
Hi, thanks for inviting me back.
Now, this report is the culmination of years of work for you. What are you hoping to hear tomorrow?
You know, I'm hoping to hear and glean some sort of understanding as to how it was possible that 19 hijackers were able to bring our nation to its knees on the morning of 9/11 and 3,000 lives were lost. It's my firm belief that, at least in part, some lives could have been saved had things gone differently. And I'm hopeful that the report will reveal some of those things that could have been done differently and hopefully in the future will be done differently, and that will result in more lives saved in the next attack.
According to some news reports out today, the report will not say that the attacks were preventable. What do you think about that?
It's just my humble opinion that perhaps not the entire attack, but certainly the damage could have been mitigated. For example, my husband was in Building 2. He was given information by 911 operators to stay at his desk and await rescue. All the while, the fire department would never intended to get up to the high floors where my husband was. And add to that the fact that there was no stairwell that would have enabled people like my husband to evacuate that building from top to bottom, even after the crash. Had that information been passed to people like him, perhaps he or someone else could have gotten out. So I think, you know, individual lives, it might have been preventable, but as a grand scheme, perhaps not. We'll have to wait and see, and I guess you're telling me that they're going to say that. Again, we'll just have to wait and see.
You've read the interim reports that have come out over the past few months. How do you think the investigation has gone so far?
I just reviewed all the staff statements. I think that what the benefit of the commission, in my mind, because I've also read the joint inquiry again recently, was that the commission definitely gave a broader view of the more systemic failures. They looked at NORAD, they looked at governmental policies, they looked at the airlines, they examined the military, whereas the joint inquiry didn't do that. So what the commission enabled the American people to do is have a fuller picture, which is really what the families wanted. We wanted a comprehensive investigation that would examine the whole host of failures that occurred across our government that day. And I'm hopeful that when people read the final report, they're going to see a clearer picture than what we were given when we just saw the intelligence failures, which were brought out in the joint inquiries report.
Politically, it's not expected that there will be any action taken until after the presidential election, in fact, after the inauguration in January. Is that acceptable to you?
Frankly, I find that wholly unacceptable. I find it unacceptable that we are almost at the three-year anniversary of 9/11 and very little has been done. I think it is deplorable that we had a congressional committee, the Joint Inquiry, examine 9/11, draw conclusions, findings, and recommendations a year and a half ago. And it sat on a shelf collecting dust, made very similar recommendations to what some of the recommendations will be in this commission's report. And I think it's unacceptable that nothing has been done with that report. And I think that, really, it's a race against the clock. We need to pick up the ball and move it forward. So at least if we have another attack between now and the election, at the very least, our government can say, look, we were working towards fixing these problems. If you're just going to throw your hands up and say nothing's going to get done until after the election, I don't think that that is an example of putting national security above politics. And I think that we need to prove to the American people that national security is a number one priority and that it's going to be addressed sooner rather than later.
What are a couple of things that you want to see done right now?
Listen, I think the intelligence community as a whole, I don't think you have to be a brain surgeon to try and figure out that our intel community is broken and it needs a complete overhaul. It needs to have an overriding strategy as to how we as a nation are going to deal with the threat of terrorism going forward. I think our airlines are in dire need of a real true assessment of how and where we can make them safer. They're never going to be 100% safe. Certainly there are a bare minimum of things that can be done to make them safer than they are today. Our military response, we're finding that we're still having problems with NORAD and FAA. Two recent examples where FAA and NORAD, one, they almost shot a governor out of the sky. And the second example is they still weren't sure who had the authority to scramble jets. We have our local response. The city of New York still has not set out a clear chain of command. I think you'll find that in the final report. They still have not provided adequate equipment for the rescue officials. You know, there's a whole host of things and areas that really, they're not that hard to fix. And I think the American people are going to have to get engaged in this conversation and, you know, informed and become part of the debate to demand this change. We cannot wait until the election. We don't have that kind of time to wait, especially when we have people telling us we're going to have an attack between now and then. I think it's just very foolish, and I certainly wouldn't want that weighing on my conscience.
You've been working on this nonstop for the last 3 years. The report will come out on Thursday. What will you do on Friday and after that?
You know, truthfully, on Friday I will probably be holed up in a hotel room reading the report and taking notes on it. And then thereafter I envision probably the first week in August starting to set up meetings in Washington to get some action on these recommendations. We have two reports, the Joint Inquiry of Congress and the Independent Commission's report, that offer solid recommendations into what we need to do as a nation to become safer. And, you know, I'm not waiting for the election. I want to see action now. I want to see proof that our elected officials, that the White House, are picking up this ball and moving it forward. And, you know, I envision being in Washington the first week of August, trying to get some meetings to see what is going to be done.
Kristen Breitweiser's husband, Ron, died in the South Tower of the World Trade Center on September 11th. She has become a leading spokeswoman on behalf of the 9/11 family seeking answers from the government. And Kristen Breitweiser, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me on.